Hello.
Hi, okay, thanks for calling me back.
Yeah, hi. I don't know who I've been calling a
So,
bunch of establishments. Where are you calling
oh,
from?
okay. So I'm calling from Family First, a really good establishment, I hope. And yes, what were you, are you a caregiver? Are you somebody who's has a like what were you calling about? How
I
can I help you?
right now I'm doing home health care. I
Oh.
basically just take care of an elderly woman with her meals and her housekeeping and
Oh, nice. And you want
brush her hair.
got it. And you want a change? You looking for a change, or are you
I'm
like?
looking for something closer to my home area.
Oh, okay, sure. So we're okay. So let's start. Okay, let me help you there. Where? No, first question. Where do you live? Where are you home? Where?
I'm up in the Poconos, Taylorsburg.
Nice. Okay. So you want a case near the Poconos if you can.
Yes.
Which county specifically?
Monroe.
Monroe County. Okay, good news. We have cases in Monroe. Now, I would just say, and where's your current patient right now?
Easton.
Easton. Okay. Okay. So here's what I think we're gonna do. What can I ask your name? Your first name, just so I.
Christine.
Okay, Christine. My name is Josh. Okay. So here's what I think we're going to try to do here. What we usually do in these situations is, and by the way, I'm not sure these counties, I'm not sure we have a sister agency, Valley Home Care. Have you heard of them?
No.
So, okay. So they cover a lot of those counties. So what we would often try to do is, first thing I want to do is I'm going to get you an application, and we're going to get you signed up so we can find you a case closer to home, because it sounds like you're traveling a lot. That's crazy.
It's 37 minutes. It's a little
Wow.
too far.
Wow. Okay. It might take a couple of weeks, as you can imagine, till we identify, but we do have cases in the Poconos and Monroe County. Now the other thing is your current patient, if you don't mind, we would try to, take that over also to be able to staff. It won't be easy staffing that case either.
Yeah, because I
Unless.
don't want to leave her alone. She's a sweetheart.
Okay. Okay, so some I got you. That's nice. So sometimes we try to do like an agency switch in this situation. So let's start one step at a time. I don't want to confuse things. So this is your best number, 442-8439.
Yes.
What's your zip code?
18353.
18353. Okay. Okay, so can we email you an application to get you in our system?
Absolutely.
Okay, what's your email address?
C Jeep 89 at gmail.com.
Great. Okay, so C, what's after the C?
It's Jeep, Jeep,
Oh,
as
like the
in
car.
the vehicle,
C Jeep
yeah.
89, like the vehicle, at gmail.com. Awesome. Okay. That probably happened tomorrow because it's late, but we're gonna send you that ad, I think. And someone may reach out to you again from Valley Home Care, or we have a couple of sister agencies. But you just keep my number. What?
Where are you located?
So we're in Philly. Like our agency is in Philly. We cover all the surrounding counties, Montgomery and the various counties and even Schuylkill. But Valley covers the whole Poconos area. They're our sister agency, and
Yeah.
they're actually located. I don't know where their office is lately, but they're located not far from the actual Poconos themselves. I think Scranton actually is where their main headquarters is. Now, but you're not going to need to come in person. Don't worry about that. Now, are you able to tell me the information about your patient, like just the basics?
About my patient now?
Yeah, just so we can, have that in our system when the time comes, or.
She's 85 and she's has beginning of dementia.
Wow,
But
okay.
she's very witty though for
Oh,
85
okay.
and yeah,
And
she's
how many hours does
ahead
she
of
have?
how many hours do I give her?
A week, yeah.
Yeah, right now I'm only doing 23 hours. But
Okay.
that was by choice. But I'm ready to get, trying to
Right.
pick up some longer. I don't really like 8-hour days, but I need more days because there's not much to do for 8 hours with an 85-year-old woman.
Oh, you're with, right, exactly. You're with her for 8 hours a day, 3 days a week?
Yeah, 9 to 5.
Wow. Did you ever think, would you want to do less? You want to do less days, less hours, more days, or that's too much traveling?
That's kind of how I was planning on doing it.
So what happened? She doesn't want that?
I didn't even talk to them about it.
Oh, okay.
Yet, because it's just so far.
It's so far,
I'm thinking about winter. I mean, I do have a Jeep, but...
Oh, you know. Right. So here's your question. I mean, if we got your patient a different aid, meaning you probably don't want to leave her, right, until you get something else set up, right?
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. I mean, the one thing I would say, I mean, it could be you guys could switch now. All right, we'll take it one step at a time over here.
Okay.
I'll send you that application, and I'm going to reach out to you tomorrow, okay, because I do want to make sure your patient's covered. So let's try to juggle everything at once here and make everybody happy. That's how I try to do things.
Okay.
Okay. What's your patient's first name, just so I know?
Helen.
Helen. Okay. Okay, Christine. This is my number. You can always reach me here. We'll be in touch tomorrow, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay. Send me the application, and yep, I'm heading out to go get a pizza. So. Okay.
No problem. It'll probably be in the morning because, I think they're all gone today. The people send it out.
Yeah, that's fine.
I stay late, but yeah. All right. Yeah, very pleasure speaking to you.
Okay. You too. Thank you, Josh.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.